Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Bob Dornstein is our guest. We just celebrated his 18th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, founder and the chairman of the Dillon Schneider Group, DGI.com. Is that right, Bob? Did I say that right?
It is. That's correct. That's
all right. So DGI.com, you'll find out all the things that they do. He's a global thinker, a global influencer, folks, and we're so fortunate to have him. His books are available at Amazon. I promise you, you'll thank me later for introducing you to them. Bob, one of the things that you know is going on right now, there's a lot of trade negotiations, a lot of trade rhetoric, a lot of trade hyperbole, a lot of trade fear, a lot of trade war fear going on right now. And I am trying to help people focus beyond the agreement. In other words, instead of worrying about what we're going to lose in the next 3 days, let's focus on if we could get these things accomplished, like Mexico's come to the table. I think Canada's going to come to the table. I think China is eventually going to come to the table. I don't think they've got any choice if we stay strong. But think about Bob, the decades of opportunity that could result on the other side of the trade deal that's fairer for America. We haven't even talked about what this economy could do when we get to that side. What do you think?
I think we've given away a lot under people like Obama and Bill Clinton, and I think Trump is now getting it back, and I'm really happy about that. And, I mean, this is not trade, but NATO is a great example.
Yep.
We effectively underwrote NATO. What Trump has done is he said to countries, if you want to be in NATO, you got to pay more money. And you know something? They're doing it.
Yep.
But this is going to be really good for America. We've been giving, frankly, goods and services and money away to Mexico. We've been supporting them. We've been doing that with the Canadians. We're doing it with the Chinese. Trump's pulling it back. And that's going to make a big difference here on Labor Day in terms of employment in the United States.
Well, Bob, I've been doing a little bit of anecdotal research on the ground out here. I've talked to farmers, people who represent farmers, and farmers have the potential to be hurt by this, but they're telling me that they're willing to give him some latitude to solve this so they can be better on the other side. I've talked to people who represent manufacturers, and they're not unhappy with what's going on right now. I mean, they would like to get this done. Let's get it over with. Let's get it behind us. But they're not wringing their hands. They're not yelling at the Trump administration to stop this. I think they're actually seeing what could happen on the other side of this. We've got another 20th century paradigm that got started after World War II, isn't it, Bob? And it can't endure into the 21st century.
It is. We've got an exciting president right now. A lot of people don't like him because of the way he conducts himself. A lot of, forgive me, the liberals take shots at him that are completely undeserved. But the guy has made tremendous progress. His money in people's pockets. There are possibilities on trade that are going to be fantastic. And, you know, here we go. I felt very bad about John McCain was a great senator. But Trump, unfortunately, should have attended that funeral. He was disinvited to the funeral. I felt bad about that.
Yeah, that was that whole scenario. And I have to say, I've got bad feelings toward McCain about his vote on health care, on the Obamacare health care. However, I got to say that if you go all the way back to the origins, and that was Trump. I mean, he made a comment back in a couple of years ago that he probably shouldn't have. And, you know, words matter. Words last forever. Bob, as you look out across the globe right now, what is your calculus on how we're doing right now? Is it more DEFCON 1 or DEFCON 3, DEFCON 5? What do you think? How do you think things are right now?
I think that we should really sweat the Russians. I think we should be very concerned about the Iraqis and the Iranians. I think the Chinese don't really like us a lot, and they all want to find it, take away what we have. We have 300 million people in the United States. The Chinese have 1.6 billion.
Their middle class is bigger than our population.
Huge, but they're way behind us, and they know that.
Yeah.
And our challenge is to use the ingenuity and the smarts of the brains that we have to stay ahead. That's a big challenge.
Right, right. No, that's well said, Bob. And Bob, thank you so much for 18 great years. Let's do 18 more. What do you think?
It's great to be on the show, Jim. It's great to be your supporter.
Thank you. Bob Dillenschneider, ladies and gentlemen, the founder and the chairman of the Dillenschneider Group, DGI.com. Be sure to check that out. Be sure to check out Bob's websites, Bob's books, I should say, at Amazon. Pick one up. You'll get smarter when you do. I got to go for this hour. Celebrating Labor Day 2018 live and in person on the Small Business Advocate Show, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made of.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.